This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as a physician, we learn to recognize addiction. So I could pick up somebody who's addicted to alcohol, addicted to narcotics, addicted to drugs, addicted to gambling. Harder to find who's addicted to porn and sex, but it's out there. But there's this kind of growing cry for help from a group of individuals that got sucked in. Maybe they got tricked, maybe they got goaded, maybe they got peer pressured, sucked into a beauty addiction. Now, years ago, I used to just do my own nails. I would do my own manicures. I could actually do other people's manicures. For some reason, that was kind of easy. Somebody talked me into going to get my nails done. So I went and got my nails done. And it was like, oh, you know, it was like when, you know, Homer Simpson first had a beer, or his friend Barney first had a beer. Right? He went from being like, you know, Ivy League to, yeah. Right? So all of a sudden, I'm like, wait a second. So then I do it again. A few weeks later, I do it again a few weeks later. And then when I tried to stop, when I tried to quit and say, you know what? I can control this habit. I could do my own nails. I don't have to rely on a salon. My nails were all weak. They were all crumbly. They would break, bleed, and I gave up. So I basically now enslaved to having to get my nails done every 2 to 3 weeks. Makeup. When I was younger, I didn't really wear makeup. My mom didn't want me to wear makeup. She's like, no, you don't have to wear makeup. Then all the guys are gonna, you'll get raped. Don't wear makeup. Okay, so I was afraid that if I wore makeup, I'd get raped. So I didn't wear makeup. And then finally, I move out of the house, and I'm like, you know what? I could add a little bit here. I could add a little bit there. Now, I, as well as many other people, can't go anywhere without makeup. All right? Somebody wants to come over. Dahlia, we're in the area. We're going to stop by. I'm like, no, I got to put on a bra. I got to put some clothes on. Well, I mean, I usually have clothes on, but, you know, I'm in my pajamas. I got to put makeup on. I got to fix my hair. What are we doing to ourselves? Lashes. Same thing. I don't know if you guys have ever done lashes, but I kept away from that forever. You know, every now and then when I had a makeover, they'd put some on. So I tried it for the first time. I don't think I'll be able to stop. Once you add lashes and you see the way you look with them on, you're like, well, now I can't stop. It was just a little bit. I didn't even want them to go so far because I didn't want to get addicted. So I stuck my toe in the pool and now need to do lashes. So there, we talk about addiction all the time. People addicted to food, people addicted to sleeping pills, people addicted to tobacco. Yet what habit, in addition to those, is so financially draining and mentally draining and anxiety producing is somebody not being able to keep up with their beauty regimen? Now I bring that up, this up because some people live in areas where salons are closed. Some people have lost their job, so they don't have $30, $40 to drop on their nails, or $70 or $100 to drop on lashes, or the money to put into makeup, or their hair. I mean, whatever happened, I'm in my late 40s. I'm going to be turning 50 soon. Right? I'm supposed to have gray hair. I'm supposed to look like a grandma, and that's supposed to be okay. But for some reason, we in society have this in our heads that we have to not look our age. And when you look at, you see Jennifer Lopez, and she's in her 50s, and she looks dang good. And, you know, you see Brad Pitt or you see these people in their 50s and they look, and you're like, wait a second. Okay, no, I can't just start letting things go. I can't get the granny glasses. I can't start letting my hair go gray. Actually, I haven't been graying as much as I thought I would, but everything else, starting to, the wrinkles, all that is starting to come out. And we made this worse during the pandemic because we wanted to be out there. We wanted to socialize, so we virtually went out there. We put ourselves out there on video, on Zoom, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Snapchat, on Parler, or whatever. I don't know if Parler you put up pictures, but we, Twitter, we put ourselves out there, and then we said, guys, I know you think we all look like crap during the pandemic, but this is how I look. You know, you have the lashes on, you have your hair done, you have your self-tanner on, you have your makeup on, you have whatever. And now, okay, that's what people are expecting. So now you're afraid to see people in person because they're like, okay, well, you don't look like how you look on social media. We did this to ourselves. And as a physician, I want to fight addiction. I want to help people get through their addiction. I don't know how to walk people through or help them through their beauty care addiction, which is probably one of the most expensive addictions out there, next to gambling and porn you could get for free, but, you know, next to gambling and other sorts of drugs. So maybe we as society need to kind of start bringing back the gray. Maybe we need to bring back the less lashes. It's okay to not have your nails done, even though mine would be all kind of, you know, ripped off, and they're painful when I don't get my nails done. It's really at the point where they're so thin that they break and then they bleed, so I have to get my nails done. But anyway, I mean, maybe we just need to go back. Mind you, I want people to exercise. I want people to keep their weight down. I want people to, you know, eat healthy. And other beauty regimens include drinking a lot of water, hydrating, eating healthy. Those things are good. But the amount of money, and mind you, I don't want to hurt the beauty industry. I love the beauty industry, but and I respect it, and I'm a part of the beauty industry. But there are people that just have these addictions, and they are putting money. One of my listeners, he was telling me what his wife was spending, $300-$400 a month on her beauty regimen. That included her hair, her nails, her eyes, her makeup, her fillers. It's debilitating. It's difficult. And what also makes this more difficult is I'm not going to be turning 30 or turning 20. I'm going to be turning 50. So these women, or men too, who have these beauty regimens, it's just going to get worse because we're going to get older. So can society bring back looking older, looking gray is cool? Because I think the country's going to go broke. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion-dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So President Biden wasn't too happy, and Dr. Anthony Fauci wasn't too happy. Because Texas and Mississippi residents yesterday, was it yesterday or the day before? No, it was, I think, on Wednesday, was told, you know what, guys, done with the masks, back open to 100%. People in Texas are like, yeah. People in Mississippi, they're like, woohoo. Right? On social media, people were like, yay, deep in the heart of Texas. People were singing. They were all pretty happy. Somebody starts to sing, Oklahoma. We're like, no, I don't know if Oklahoma's part of it yet. But, you know, people were just singing. But then I started to notice a lot of people kind of reaching out, going, too soon. And President Biden, thought that the move was Neanderthal thinking. He still hasn't had an official press conference. I think they cut him off the other day. He was talking to House Democrats, and then he had his speech, and then he was supposed to open it up for questions, and then it just, I don't think we've seen a full press conference yet. That's going to be kind of interesting to see. But Anthony Fauci said, look, Dr. Fauci said, you need to abide by public health measures, including masks. So Governor Greg Abbott and Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves announced that they would be scrapping all restrictions, which includes the mask mandates. Fauci urged, however, today that the residents still follow federal guidelines. So this is now the feds versus the state. So on MSNBC's Morning Joe, he says, my strong advice to them would be to continue to implement the public health measures. Now is not time to pull back. I would advise the people of Texas and Mississippi to just abide by the public health measures we talk about all the time. So, you know, in a separate interview with CNN, Dr. Fauci said the decision to drop restrictions was explicable, given the number of daily infections are not low enough to pull back all public health measures. He says, I don't know why they're doing it. From a public health standpoint, it's ill-advised. He said, we've been to the scene before months and months ago when we tried to open up the country and open up the economy. When certain states didn't abide by the guidelines, we had rebounds that were very troublesome. He said, what we don't need now is another surge. Pulling back all the public health guidelines that we know work is just inexplicable. So I want to ask you all, I mean, how do you feel about Texas and Mississippi opening up and Iowa dropping their mask mandate? I believe Montana, North Dakota. Do you think that's going to affect you, affect your numbers, affect what's happening in your state? Or do you think it's about time? You know, we don't just stick our toe in the water. We just jump in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. I'm going to be completely honest with how I feel about all of this, okay? And I'm mixed. And I know that that doesn't, I can be honest, but I don't have to be completely on one side. I do see where Dr. Fauci and Biden are coming from, where just because we've had a drop in cases, you know, doesn't necessarily mean we're out of the woods. But from an economic standpoint, from a year-long lockdown standpoint, and the fatigue, and the people not going to the doctor, and overdose deaths, and suicide deaths, and schools not opening, somebody has to say, look, guys, all right, you know, this is how you live with the virus. But that's not what really makes me on the side of, I get why Texas and Mississippi are doing this. I'm not saying I support them 100%, but I'm leaning more towards what they did. And the reason why I am is because we have now made moves along our southern border to open things up and let, you know, undocumented immigrants and migrants come in. And again, that's not for us to debate right now. I mean, some people are for that, you know, to help save people from other countries. Others are not. But from a COVID standpoint, Mexico, Brazil, some of these countries south of our border are having skyrocketing cases. In Mexico, I think they just announced another 1,000 deaths, another 7,900 cases. Let me see if I have serious critical what their numbers are being reported. About 5,000 people right now in the hospital, serious critical. And we're letting people in that apparently 100 in Texas, 103 were found to be COVID positive, but they were allowed to go through and get into the population. See, if I was the Texas governor, Governor Abbott, and I have been for a year busting my butt to try to follow the federal guidelines and try to have everybody lock down and mask up, you know, in the hopes that we could open up in the spring, to find out that the government now is letting more people into my state with COVID, then I would be like, you want to know what, guys? If you need to make a living, I'm going to leave it up to you all. We as the government are not going to punish you or restrict you. You guys see what's happening. We'll leave it up to you. Mississippi's doing that too. Mississippi also that said, look, if you want to wear face coverings, do it. Same thing with Texas. If you want to wear face coverings in Texas, do it. But the job of the Texas governor or the job of the Mississippi governor is to protect their residents from things that are happening within their state, what they have control over. If a governor has no control over what the feds are going to be doing to the borders, and if the governor has no control of the feds releasing people that have COVID into their state, then they can't take the blame for COVID cases going up. And they're going to. When Texas cases rise, they're going to blame Governor Abbott. They're not going to blame any of Biden's policies or the immigration policies or people coming in that could have COVID. And I don't know why those 100 people were released. I really don't know. I don't know. At first I thought it was a rumor, but it's been validated and it's been confirmed by, let me see if I have the number now. I saw it was I thought it was like 103. Let me see what the number is. And it was, they were released in Texas. 108 illegal immigrants in Texas tested positive, were released, into Texas. So at that point, you know, if I was governor, I'd be like, look, guys, you know what? You've had a year of training on microbiology, on virology. Many of you guys understand COVID probably more than, you know, we would have ever expected. So probably more than some medical students who haven't, you know, had family members that have had it or haven't. I love medical students, but some of them haven't been in the hospitals yet. You know, and there's been people who have been helping family members. They have it themselves, you know, and so the governors are probably like, look, all right, you have to make a living. We've done our part. Government's not going to do their part. So, guys, whatever you feel is safe, if you want to bunker down, bunker down. If you don't and you want to run your business and you want to be able to make a living and feed your family, you can. And you want to know what? I respect that. Can it mess it up for the other states? Can what Texas and Mississippi is doing, you know, cause such huge surges? Well, you know, in Florida, I don't really blame the COVID crisis that we're having on Florida being more loose with their restrictions. Iowa stopped their masks a few weeks back, and I don't know if Iowa's had any major huge spikes in cases. I think they've been going down, too. Virginia has had some spikes in cases, a little bit of Maryland, maybe a little bit of Mississippi, but I'm not, you know, we aren't seeing overwhelming evidence of being completely, you know, underground, right, with a gas mask versus living life and going to Disney World. We're not seeing much of a difference. And that's the thing. You can't control a virus. Now, there are people out there that are very upset that go, they still want masks. They want people to wear masks. So do we mandate masks? I'm seeing the masks many of you are wearing. They're halfway. They are not masks. I mean, if the government gave us N95 respirators, I might say, guys, I like these. You know, it'll prevent flu or, but still, you got to change them out every day. So if it's not practical to wear an actually medical grade mask, mind you, it's a barrier, and I'll support Dr. Fauci and his recommendations for masks because I wore masks way before COVID in my office to protect people. But, you know, does it have to be mandated? I was talking to somebody yesterday, and she said, I really like the masks. I want people to wear masks. And I go, you know, I think there are going to be some people that will wear them. You know, anyway, we've already heard from business owners saying, look, we want people to feel safe when they come to our restaurant, so we'll wear masks. And I like it. I like it. I'll wear masks in front of patients all the time so they feel more comfortable. But there's, you know, so we want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254.
Are you a afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Representative Lance Gooden of Texas, the only House Republican to vote in favor of the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act on Wednesday, tweeted Wednesday evening that he cast the wrong ballot by accident. Gooden said in a since-deleted tweet that he accidentally pressed the wrong voting button and realized it too late. He has since changed the official record to reflect his opposition to the partisan George Floyd Policing Act. Two Democrats also voted against the measure, Representatives Jared Golden of Maine and Ron Kind of Wisconsin. A large number of migrants seeking to cross the U.S.-Mexico border have been photographed wearing T-shirts and holding banners that read slogans calling on President Biden to let them enter the country. "Biden, please let us in," read the white T-shirts worn by migrants from Central America and elsewhere at the San Ysidro crossing port in Tijuana, Mexico. A number of photographs were captured by the newswire service Reuters. USA Radio News. Some lawmakers are blaming President Biden and his administration for the migrant buildup at the U.S.-Mexico border. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A surge of unaccompanied minors has been seen at the U.S.'s southern border in the last several weeks, with the White House on Tuesday calling for nearly 20,000 additional beds at immigration facilities on the border to handle the influx. The Department of Homeland Security estimates that more than 117,000 minors will try to cross into the U.S. this year. Senator Tom Cotton says this surge was predictable. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that the blame for the increased numbers at the border lies with the White House.
"You cannot promise amnesty, open borders, and health care for illegals and not expect migrants to surge to our border. And that's exactly what happened. Every month since the election, the number of migrants showing up at our borders increase, especially unaccompanied minors. And look what happened compared to the last year of the Trump administration. Unaccompanied minors this January were almost double what they were last January. This February, almost triple what they were."
USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Curtis calling from Vancouver. Hi, Curtis. How are you?
I'm great. I just have a question regarding what is some good evidence to cite for people to make them realize that the COVID-19 vaccine is dangerous and rushed? I don't know if you share that opinion, but I know that it's been given interim approval, which means that it hasn't gone through the necessary trials. What's your take on that?
Yeah, no, good question, Curtis. So with the vaccine, we usually spend months, if not years, studying it. And in fact, in the news, the modified COVID vaccines that are supposed to target variants we're hearing are going to be allowed to skip a lot of the lengthy trials. And so people are concerned about that. They're like, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, don't we have to, you know, look at long-term effects of these? And so I, as kind of an old-school doctor, I would have preferred to have had a vaccine already studied, something that we've already seen long-term, something that we've already seen this sort of technology in the works for a long period of time, and then it be repurposed for COVID-19. The problem is COVID-19 came on and it killed 500,000 people, and it started to ravage country after country. And so pharmaceutical companies had to do the best they could. And I was at first a little nervous, and I was like, you know what, this might be rushed. Like Curtis said, I was trained in medical school, and by the book, you have to go through all these phase trials, and you know, it takes time, and it takes studies. And so, where I'm convinced is short term, it looks like the safety profiles are pretty consistent. When Israel mass vaccinated their population and they said, look, we're not really seeing, you know, much different than what Pfizer had said and Moderna had said. I think they used the Pfizer vaccine with their safety profile. I was very comfortable for me and my mom to get the vaccine. Can I tell you what's going to happen long term to it? I can't. Nobody can. But the reason why I felt comfortable getting it, because I'll tell you guys, and Curtis also, if I thought that that vaccine was going to be poison or that vaccine could cause cancer, there is no way I would have taken it. And you guys see the proof. You see me. You saw my card. The reason why I took it is because based on how the vaccine was made and what the vaccine does with the mRNA instructions that only goes into the cytoplasm of the cell, etc., I felt very confident that something like this is not going to be long term. But I'm biased, and the reason why I'm biased, and I don't want to be biased, is because I'm a little nervous about COVID and the long-term effects. I spoke to an oncologist yesterday about, you know, this virus causing people's lack of smell and lack of taste for months. Why is it sitting in the brain? You know, why is this virus not going away like other viruses? Flu hits you, we assume it goes bye-bye. Yet hepatitis, that stays. Varicella, your chicken pox, that stays. So my problem is, and trust me, this is a tough question because, I, nobody's wrong when they say that the FDA approval went faster than what we usually do. Nobody's wrong. I'm not going to fault them. I'm not going to accuse them of being anti-vaxxer. I'm not going to accuse them of being conspiracy theories. Curtis, these people aren't wrong. But we're dealing with something that we just don't know. This virus really kind of, and I don't want to say scares me, but it really perplexes me. I can't tell you why some people only get a sniffle, and there's a healthy, I have a neighbor whose brother, healthy guy, exercised, did everything by the book, physician, got a stroke from COVID. There's no rhyme or reason. And so when somebody makes an argument saying that we don't know enough about the vaccine to give it, I also have to say, I get you, but we also don't know enough about this virus to not take protections. And, you know, we don't want to make the wrong decision. See, I got kids. And one of my kids, actually both of my kids, aren't really enthusiastic about the vaccine. And I'm not going to force it. Now, one was worried. He's like, well, what about college? Are they going to let me go into college, you know, and not getting the vaccine? I don't think it's constitutional. I think we're going to see more and more lawsuits of people being forced to get vaccinated when they don't want to be. So I don't see that as a problem. But my boys are like, look, you know, we think maybe we got it already. We want natural immunity. Do we have to get anything more injected into our bodies? Because they got all their vaccines. And even though they were fine with that, they just don't want any more. And I'm not going to push it. But did I personally get it? Did I have my husband get it? Did I have my mom get it? Did I urge my family to get it? I did. So if I thought it was really deadly, or if I thought it was going to cause long-term effects, I wouldn't. Now, could I be wrong? We all could be. I think there's side effects to everything. I mean, they're already investigating in Japan a woman who had a hemorrhagic stroke after her vaccine. Is it that she just luck of the draw had a hemorrhagic stroke? FDR had a hemorrhagic stroke. Doesn't necessarily have to be vaccine related. Or did the vaccine do to her what it did to the Florida OB-GYN who had died because his platelets dropped and then he had had a bleed to the brain? So I am not going to be a doctor that's going to sit here and say something is 100% safe. I'm not going to lie to you guys. But I'm also not going to prevent somebody from doing something that could possibly save their life because I am guessing and superstitious and or my spidey sense is telling me, I'll tell you guys if my spidey sense is something's not right. Now, I mean, I'll tell you guys. But for this, I think we have to make the best decision we can with the information we have. Now, you know, did the FDA rush it to the point that they really did a halfway job and you know, could really be hurting us? I don't think so. And I got to tell you, all right, there's too much on the line. Excuse me. Too much on the line right now for the government. If the government at all gets caught approving something that's bad for us and bad things happen, it will destroy. Remember, government wants control. It will destroy any creed or statute or law or recommendation they make from a public health standpoint. Now, mind you, they've already lost a lot of credibility with, you know, going back and forth with the masks and making us lock it down. But if this vaccine was found to hurt people or cause problems, and I know some people say, well, it might be too late. They may not realize for 10 years. But for now, we're trying to save, you know, we're trying to save people from COVID tomorrow. We're trying to save people from COVID a week from now. So we can't worry about 10 years from now. We have to worry about now. If they did wrongly, you know, ignore safety profile, if they did that and wrongly ignored it, that now completely destroys their whole vaccine regimen, any future vaccines. I don't think there was that. I don't think it would be to their advantage. Now, I understand the government does stupid things. The government does a lot of stupid things. They do. So where you're going to probably start getting a little confused, anybody out there, and I'm going to be also, is the media has been giving us one narrative. Well, once we see more and more lawsuits of people saying, look, this is why I don't want to get the vaccine, there's going to be a big push of for there to be data out there of people that got COVID anyway or, you know, had a side effect. And it's going to look like a lot of cases. And then we have to look at, you know, the millions of people. What I think we're at 80 million people who got the vaccine. And then, you know, so when we look at the numbers, I'm still going to be on the side of I think it is safer than not safe. But I have a Facebook page for people to go to. And, you know, we're making sure nobody, you know, tries to lie or whatever. I mean, people are kind of putting proof of what their experiences are of the vaccine. Good, bad, neutral. We want it to be as apolitical as possible so they can, you know, see, so people can see kind of what other people are experiencing. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY. Don't go away.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Keep the calls coming. We got Curtis back on the line. Hey, Curtis, how you doing?
Great. If I could, I just wanted to bring up one more thing. You had mentioned that it would be a disaster for the government to, if they did get caught forcing a rushed, dangerous vaccine. I don't know if you know that the pharmaceutical companies are actually exempt from any lawsuit stemming from vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it was due to the, yep, in the past, there had been many lawsuits and vaccine injury, et cetera. So with that in mind, they got granted from the government what they call the Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund. Mm-hmm. So they're not personally being held,
yep,
responsible for vaccine injuries. Why is that? Is there any reason for
they're
that?
They're not. Right. Right. Oh, exactly. Yeah, because there are injuries. Some people react. They'll get Guillain-Barré, which is where the autoimmune immune system, you know, starts to fight the nerves. Some people can have, as we saw, ITP with the Florida doctor and possibly this woman in Japan where the immune system starts to fight platelets and clotting factors drop. Because these vaccines, because nothing is 100% safe, and whenever you vaccinate millions, there's always that potential, whether it's an MMR vaccine or a flu vaccine or this COVID vaccine, that there are going to be side effects. And if a pharmaceutical company knew that they were going to be taken down by one person who had a side effect, they wouldn't make the vaccine. So the reason why that's in play is because government or, you know, capitalism or, you know, enterprise, society needs to know that there are going to be pharmaceutical companies that are not going to be scared to death to produce a medication or a vaccine that will never be 100% safe so that they could still produce it. I mean, look at what happened with the opioid manufacturers, all the pharmaceutical companies who made an opioid. They're getting killed with lawsuits because overdose deaths that might have been due to heroin or fentanyl were linked to early prescriptions of OxyContin or oxycodone. So pharmaceutical companies are like, you know what, we're out. We're not going to do pain medication. So don't be surprised also if there's going to be then some sort of legislation protecting pharmaceutical companies from narcotic lawsuits, because otherwise nobody's going to make a narcotic. And that's what I think happened.
Okay. Yeah, it just seems to me that with the side effects in mind, some of them are, you know, pretty serious. I've heard of Bell's palsy, neurological conditions, like you mentioned. They say it all the time. It's COVID-19 has a 99% survival rate. Personally, I think they rebranded the flu to gain more power. And because you can see the world becoming more communist up here in Canada. It's, if you travel internationally and come back, they're taking people to quarantine facilities. So we're up here looking at places like Texas, South Dakota or North Dakota, where that's not going to happen. I don't know why the governors just aren't going to oppress people in that way. COVID-19 being what they say or not. So it seems to me like a pretext for a lot of other dangerous things. And it's just the survival rate for a normal, healthy person does not seem worth the risk to get that experimental vaccine. You know what I mean?
I get it. We think the survival rate of COVID did not warrant the lockdowns, or the guy who was paddleboarding in California to get jailed, or the people pulling knives or guns on each other at Walmart because somebody didn't wear a mask. It really was COVID's kills. I mean, I've seen the hospitals overwhelmed, but a hospital overwhelmed to me is not COVID's fault, it's a state fault or a country's fault for not having enough medical facilities. I don't know how it is in Vancouver, but I live in Nevada. We only have 6,000 hospital beds for over 3 million people. That's not a grocery store's fault or yours and my fault. That's a state's fault. So it's difficult for me as a doctor, you know, and, you know, supporting vaccines. I also totally think there was a complete, you know, political agenda behind a lot of this. And it's frustrating. But if I had to look at the people who died or the people that got strokes and, you know, or paralyzed from COVID, you know, I saw people paralyzed from COVID as well. I have to choose one. I think the vaccine is safer. But I get it, Curtis, you're not the only one. You know, my sons have talked to me about this too. They're like, Mom, you know, if all I got was a little cold from it, do I really have to take a risk of getting a vaccine? You know, so I think a lot of young, can I ask Curtis how old you are?
I am 32 years old.
32, good, yeah. You know, so, you know, fortunately for your age group, you're not as high risk. And so I think we need some guidance from the government on, you know, can non-high risk individuals forego this vaccine? But that's not what they want. They, because some young people, even some kids have died, it's been rare, but some kids have died from this. They're going to want everybody vaccinated to get rid of COVID and herd immunity. And as a doctor, I don't really see COVID going away completely unless it follows the same path as the previous SARS. I think the vaccines will help. I just see what's happening with Mexico, and I see what's happening with the variants, and so I don't think we have the control that we do. So when I hear somebody like you is a little apprehensive, I'm not going to fault you for that, because I know a lot of people are. I don't like conspiracy theories, like people think that there's, you know, I don't know, alien stuff or you know, intelligence and you know, microchips in the vaccine. I won't entertain that. But when somebody says, look, I think there are side effects, I'm seeing side effects, I'm hearing about them, do I have to take it? I totally get the apprehension. I totally get it.
Yeah. Personally, like you mentioned, in Nevada, you've seen things overrun. In Vancouver, I've never seen hospitals so empty. We also have a unique situation here, similar to L.A., what they call Skid Row. Mm-hmm. The downtown east side is probably the most, it's the biggest homeless population in all of Canada, condensed in one area.
Mm-hmm.
So you have people not wearing masks, sharing needles, you know, unhygienic, and there has not been people dropping
right.
dead. So
right.
This is a reason why Vancouver of a lot of major Canadian cities is one of the more open, and one of the has a large group of people who are very skeptical of this, because if this is as bad as they say, why are these people not just dropping dead in the streets?
Exactly. And Curtis, you brought up a question. People have asked me, why aren't we seeing more homeless people have COVID? And we think what could also be going on is the homeless people's immune system might be a lot stronger than we think, because they haven't been locking down. They haven't been bunkering down. They've been around COVID, they've been around these, and we need to study. We need to study why, if COVID is that bad. But that's the problem we have. And Curtis, we're coming up on the end, so I'm going to let you go here, but thanks for calling. The big problem we have with COVID, which I can't answer, is why do we have somebody who works at a grocery store get it and die? Why do we have a high professional executive or CEO die of it? And then we have somebody who's in the homeless population that is around everybody and doesn't have good nutrition, doesn't have good sanitation, you know, probably hasn't been up to date on their vaccines and might be drink alcohol, and some of them might not die from it. There's not a lot of rhyme or reason. I guess an article came out, another study came out saying if you're type A blood, you're at higher risk than type O blood, and they're trying to figure out why type A is at higher risk and type O has more protection. So maybe there's something to that, but all I know is they need to figure it out. Because once the population takes a look around and says, look, I'm not buying this. You're telling us to lock down. You're telling us to quarantine. You're locking us up while you're letting, you know, migrants come in with COVID. There's all these inconsistent rules, but we're seeing people in our city not get it. So what I see from Texas and Mississippi is going to be, and I don't want to say, you know, it's a scientific experiment, but it'll be really interesting to see states that have just opened up saying, you know what, to heck with it, what really happens with their numbers. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Keep the calls coming. 1-877-362-3254.
A Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.